Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever this podcast is finding you and this little message on today's full moon. It is July 29th. And welcome back to the podcast. I am doing something new today. I'm sitting on a dock on the Chippewa Flowage in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. I have escaped for a few days from the heat of Iowa, and I came to visit my dad and hang out on the lake with two of my boys. And the mornings have just been downright magical, like so quiet and peaceful. And I'm happy to report my creativity has been returning. I talked about this a little bit on the last episode and about our capacity as women to expand, and how so many of the conversations I've been having lately with women is a conversation centered around how depleted we have been feeling this summer, especially those of us who are mothers and entrepreneurs, and we're managing all of the moving pieces of life and we have felt exhausted. I just had somebody else message me yesterday and say, I just feel weary. I just feel exhausted. And this seems to be the theme this summer. And I want to give you a little insight into the full moon that is today and how to work with this energy, not just today, but really for the rest of this week as we wrap up July, we head into August, we head into this full expression of summer and visibility and play and joy. And we prepare the foundations to head into the remainder of 2026 and this fire horse year, where we are truly stepping into this knowing, this inner knowing of where we no longer are proving ourselves to anybody, but we are just showing up in our beautiful magnificence. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to my last podcast about the one where I tell you why you feel so exhausted, I encourage you to go back and listen to that. I'm going to mention a few things from that episode today, but I want this one to be really centered around today's full moon and to give you some really practical tips. As I sit on this dock in the Northwoods of Wisconsin, my capacity is returning. I had a giant exhale last week. My son finally wrapped up his senior year of baseball, his senior year of sports, and it was like a weight was lifted off my shoulder. I had found myself in so many situations where I was saying yes to too many things that were not truly lighting up my soul and filling my cup. I was operating in not my zone of genius, not my zone of excellence, but just in that zone where I can do the task. And I was the mom on the baseball team that was the one figuring out all the food for the away games. And it was just a lot, and it was feeling really heavy. And as soon as he wrapped up that season, it was this bittersweet, this experience of how we get to live in the world of the and both so often. It doesn't have to be the either or, but the and both, where I was full of gratitude and sad because of this experience for my son coming to an end, and was also experiencing relief and a big sigh of like, oh, I got to put down this backpack. This one where I have been saying yes to so many things that have put my business on the back burner. And this firehouse year, horse year, is showing us that, hey, there's a lot of times we're saying yes to too many things that are not fully giving us joy, and we are being shown a different path. And that is what this full moon is all about. It is like, hey, darling, hey, girl, hey, friend, sister, soul sister, whoever you are listening to this. If you're listening to this, you know what I'm talking about. It's saying, hey, darling, it's time to get out of your own damn way and go all into your dreams. It's time to say, hey, it is not time to continue to say yes to all of these things that are depleting you, all of these things that are putting to the forefront, that have been putting your dreams and your business, or maybe it's your health and your wellness and your body, it's all intertwined, right? We've been putting them to the back burner, right? We've been putting them to the wayside. And it's time for us to say yes to a different sort of reality. Our soul, our dreams, our desires, they want to lead. They want to be at the forefront. And when we put them at the forefront, our capacity is endless. And we can live in that world of and both, where we get to be the mom, the partner, the employee that is thriving and whole, and we get to say yes to our dreams. And so that is what this full moon is all about. So let's just go back and let's remind, I'm going to give you a little reminder what full moons are all about. So full moons are about visibility. So we can visibly see the moon in the sky. You know, the moon's always there. It's just how it's reflecting and all the things right from the sun. But we can fully see this giant moon in the sky. It is about our full visibility in our menstrual cycle. This is when our ovaries, our eggs are ready to be fertilized, or they are ready. It's like our fullest expression. Our beautiful wisdom is just shining up. Our pheromones are on the rise. We look more sexy. We feel more confident. That is the same thing with the full moon. It's like this big giant confidence. So a lot of people associate the full moon, the energy of summer, because we're also in the energy of summer. So we're getting like a triple. If you are ovulating right now, you got the triple, like the trifecta whammy going on, where you are feeling fantastic, right? Even when you're depleted, you're probably feeling really good right now. A full moon is illuminating not only where we need to be going. So if we were like, hey, I need to go full all into my dreams, the first question I want you to ask yourself with this full moon is, what does it actually mean for me to go full on into my dreams? And then the second piece of the full moon is, it's not just illuminating our gifts and saying like, hey, I am here, I am sexy, like, you know, that womb wisdom, that womb magnetic womb power. But it's also saying, I'm going to also show you exactly what you need to shift, to change, and to shake up a little bit for you to go all into your dreams. And so the full moon is a giant releasing ceremony as well. And right now, halfway through this fire horse year, we're coming out of Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde was like giving us, it was showing us exactly what was going on. So like for me, Mercury retrograde showed me exactly what needed to change, what needed to shift, what needed to, I needed to eliminate, so that I could step into the next chapter. Now, this full moon is a little bit different because of it being the fire horse year, because of it coming off of retrograde. It's like opening the portal to eclipse season. It's like all of these things combined. And you can go and you can read the astrology on that. But what I want you to take away from this is that you are closing a chapter of your life. You are closing a book that's part of the series of you. You're closing a book and you are starting a new chapter, a new book. It's not the new series. It's just a new, like I want you, okay, so I love a good like Nora Roberts trilogy, right? Or we've got Discovery of Witches trilogy, you know, like all those series, like, oh my gosh, if you are an actor friend, raise your hand, drop it in the comments. Like love the actor series, the Crescent series, all of them, right? Sci-fi fantasy. It's like, oh, so good. I love it. If you love that kind of shit, like give me some, you know, beings from other dimensions and other worlds and assassins, and I am all in. You are my people. Anyway, you get my point, right? Like they finish up, like we're going on a journey with this heroine, and she is like every book she steps more and more into her power. That is you right now. That is you. We have finished book one or book two or book three. It doesn't matter. We're all in a different space in our journey and we're all exactly where we're meant to be. But we've finished the book and it's time to pick up and it's time to start writing the first chapter of the new book, right? Or maybe this year we've been writing the first couple chapters. We've been like kind of developing the plot for the next book. And now it's time to just like go on, go all in. I think you get my point with this. That's what this full moon is saying. It is time to say, stop fucking around with your dreams. If they are in you, they are for you. Something a coach of mine has quoted often. If the dream came to you, if the vision came to you, the download came to you, if that spark of an idea came to you, it is for you. And it's time for you to go all in. And it doesn't mean that it's not going to be messy. I mean, we're going to have battle scenes. We're going to have setbacks. We're going to like think that like, ooh, the hot, sexy Fey man is right there for us. But but wait, oh wait, now we have another thing. He's going to have to go to sleep, or we're going to have to be locked in a box or something. You guys know, if you know, like, you know, anyway, that's what this full moon is saying to us. It's saying like, hey, come on, we got to burn down the identity. So here's some powerful practices that you can do for this full moon. So the first one is just understand that it is part of releasing. And so even though the full moon is today, July 29th, it's like actually peaking. Like as I'm speaking, the full moon is peaking. I love that. I did not plan that. I just realized it. And the full moon is saying, hey, we are going to let go of this identity. We are going to burn it all down so we can create this new book. So you can do some journal prompts and you can say, what would it look like to go all into my dreams right now? And then the next question would be, what is getting in the way of my dreams? What is deterring me from, what am I saying yes to that is fully depleting my capacity? What do I need to shift? What do I need to arrange? I mean, it might be little things like you need to go through your accounts and you need to like delete all those subscriptions that you're paying for that you're not using, all those services that you're, that feel heavy now. Maybe it's a platform. Like for me, you know, I started this podcast and this week I started hanging out on Substack, not as a new place where you have to come and meet me, but as a place where I can express my creativity more, where I can connect with women that I'm here to connect with a little bit more. So I'm here, I'm on Substack now. So go find me. I'll drop the link in the show notes. What do we need to change up? Do we need to change up an identity with our business? I've shifted up some different ways in which I'm going to be reaching my doTERRA community so I can create more spaciousness for my coaching business. Like I am ready to call in the women who are ready to step into their cyclical CEO eras. I am ready to call in you, who is the healer, the light worker, the body worker, the woman that is trying to hold everything and feels depleted and knows she needs to go somewhere else. I am here to hold the space for you to step forward into your next era, to do things differently, to let go of the good girl persona, to step into what does it mean to actually have spiritual gifts? How do I actually use my intuition? What is this thing I'm feeling? How do I set boundaries? How do I show up in this world as an empath and a mother and a partner? How do I truly step into my power as a cyclical being? That's what I'm here to do. But I needed more capacity to do it. I had to say no. Like I got rid of my, I released what I was working on for my son. And now my question is, as my next son goes into his freshman year, how do I honor who I am and say yes to things, but not to the point of depletion? What do I need to shift up? What in my home ecosystem isn't working? So these are the questions I want you to ask yourself. What needs to shift? What needs to change? And then I want you to write it all out. What is these old pieces of my identity that are holding me back? What is this old thought process, this old belief, this old thing of like, oh, maybe it's I don't have enough time to care for my body. Bullshit. We all have enough time. I don't have enough time to do this. Well, what's taking up your time that you don't have enough time? Where do we need to call in support? And this full moon is about expansion. It's I want to write toward the expansion. What am I allowing that I couldn't allow 6 months ago? What am I allowing? What conditions of my life am I meeting as is instead of as I thought it should be? Where is your reality right now? And what do you need to release? That is the question for this full moon. And then you're going to Write it all out, and I want you to burn that shit. It's beautiful out. I'm going to create a giant fire pit. I didn't have it quite ready last night. I'm going to do a big campfire tonight. I am going to burn. I am going to release. I am going to basically, like, this old way of thinking, it no longer serves us. We are stepping into a new identity. We're stepping into the new chapter of the book, right? We're writing the new book. And it's time. It's go time, ladies. It's go time. You can use oils. I really love, if you're looking for essential oil support, I love Copaiba for this, or Copaiba. It is a beautiful oil of unmasking. Just rub it on the bottoms of your feet before you're doing this. You can put some lavender on your third eye. You can put some frankincense on the crown of your head. And we release. And we release. And we release. So go check out the show notes. Come follow me on Substack, and let's have fun with this moon and the next chapter of our lives. Love you, and sending you so much beauty from this beautiful lake on the Chippewa Flowage.